next year, take my talents to the NBL and play for the Illawarra Hawks.
Excellent. Over in Australia.
Yep.
Absolutely. Why did you decide this is the way to go for you?
You know, I just think it's the best route for me. I'm trying to be the number one pick for the 2020 draft, so I heard they got great strength and conditioning over there, so off the court, that'd be good, and then on the court, you know, pros been through there, stuff like that, so I think it's all going to help. It's just best for me, I think.
It's big news for Australian basketball. That is the voice of LaMelo Ball, who has been touted as a future potential number one draft pick in the NBA, and he has chosen to play in Australia in the NBL next year, or next 2 years is the deal, at the Illawarra Hawks, if you don't mind. Jeremy Lolliger, the CEO of the NBL, will be tickled pink with this news, and he joins us on The Breakfast Club. Good morning, Jeremy.
Good morning, guys. Thanks very much for your time. And, yeah, it's certainly a fantastic announcement.
How did this happen? We had RJ Hampton a couple of weeks ago announce that he's off to the Breakers as part of the program, the Next Stars program. And now LaMelo Ball, whose family's big business in the NBA, and, of course, he's a top prospect from high school. How did this happen, Jeremy?
Well, it's not been a short negotiation, I can tell you that much. But look, this Next Stars program is really designed at identifying guys who perhaps don't fit the traditional mold and are seeking out for themselves an alternative pathway to the NBA. And for RJ Hampton, he really had every choice in the world laid out before him. For LaMelo, it was a little bit more limited because he didn't have the option of college on the table because he'd played professionally once before in Lithuania.
Yep.
So he had to choose a pro league to go and play in. And so it was a matter of us putting our best foot forward and demonstrating that we think we're a great avenue for him to really get himself best prepared for the draft in 2020.
So how did that come about then, Jeremy? You just roll up and pitch to him, or is he very much getting on the front foot and looking around the rest of the world for somewhere to, you know, enhance his craft?
Yeah, after LaMelo signed with CAA, which is the agency that his brother Lonzo signed with, it became a two-way process. They were reaching out, putting out feelers to us after they heard that we were taking some pretty high-profile players. And then I spoke with his agent a number of times. I actually went to Los Angeles to see him work out probably 2 months ago now and get a sense myself of whether or not this young man really wanted to take the next step to the next level and get himself ready for a lottery pick opportunity in the 2020 draft. And everything that he did there on court, everything that he did off court, made me believe that he was a really hard worker and someone who had a real opportunity to flourish in the NBL.
So how does it end up him playing at Illawarra? What's the process there, Jeremy? We had, and I'd like to know the same thing with RJ too and the Breakers, but how does that happen?
Yeah, they were two very different processes because the guys from New Zealand were in discussions with RJ. They started talking with RJ probably 6 months ago, about the same time that we started talking with his camp. And so they had been building a roster around the prospect of potentially bringing him on board and keeping that spot primarily for him. Whereas Illawarra, it was a little bit more a matter of finding the club who had the best opportunity to fit LaMelo. And when I say fit, that's a whole number of things. It's culture, it's opportunity on court, it's the teammates that he'd be playing with. And what we really liked about Illawarra, and I say we, this is LaMelo's camp and myself, was that they have a legacy of developing young talent that's gone on to play in the NBA and in Europe for that matter. They have a young roster where we think he's going to flourish against other young men in a similar position, particularly guys like Emmett Nahr, Dan Greeter, Sunday Deck, three Australians who are also trying to get their opportunity in the NBA. And that's another great aspect of this, is that LaMelo will draw a lot of attention to those guys and to the other young players here in the NBL who hopefully will get their opportunity also. So we think it's a great fit, and I'm sure he'll come a long way very quickly.
They're a bit of a brand, the Ball family. Lonzo, obviously at the Lakers at the moment, looks like he's been traded to New Orleans for the Anthony Davis deal. But the father, LaVar, is very business savvy. Does that come with it?
Oh, it's a good question. It hasn't been part of the negotiations whatsoever. We haven't had anything to do with the family, to be perfectly honest. It's all been dealt with through CAA, and this has been a very straight up and down professional negotiation like you'd expect with any pro athlete. So, look, CAA don't mess around. They're, as I said, they're the biggest in the business over in the US, as far as I'm aware. And I know that the fellow who's coming with LaMelo is his sort of mentor, is a guy by the name of Jermaine Jackson. He's very close to the family, but he's very much a basketball guy. He's not a business guy. He's a former NBA point guard himself, and he'll be taking on the role of making sure that Melo gets everything out of this opportunity that he needs to.
He's a good singer and dancer too, Jermaine Jackson. That's good stuff for the basketball in Australia. Two big signings in the last couple of months and just going gangbusters across the globe. So it's fantastic news, Jeremy. Well done to you and the team for making it happen. We cannot wait to see what impact he can have as part of the NBL in the coming season. Appreciate your time.
Thank you very much, guys. Appreciate you.
Good stuff. Jeremy Lulliger, the CEO of the NBL, LaMelo Ball.